Well, hello, strangers. Can you believe it's been 15 months since I released Radio Vet Nurse Interrupted? I'm really happy to announce that I've got some new and exciting episodes to share with you and lots of news. But so much has happened in the last year, so I decided to release this prelude episode to bring you up to speed. I'm going to let you know what I've been doing, where I'm at, and what to expect next. So, going back to immediately after the Interrupted miniseries launched, I firstly want to say thanks to so many of you who commented online or reached out. A lot of long-time listeners who had known something was up when I went off air said they cried hearing the story. I know it was really intense listening for a lot of you, and many others just felt really connected to the issues we looked at in the series. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. The process of making Interrupted felt really good, so it kind of snuck up on me when, after it came out, I felt totally drained. In hindsight, it's not that surprising that I felt that way after finding my voice again and reaching some kind of psychological closure or alignment, but it didn't help that I was still seeing some of the dangerous workplace pressures continue to affect veterinary professionals I care about, and I felt sad that maybe I hadn't actually changed anything. And that was a real downer for me. I'd planned to edit the individual interviews that made up the series and release them in full, but in the end, I just couldn't. I decided to take the advice of the Interrupted miniseries and focus on the really basics of having balance in my life. I stopped even looking at the listener data and social media and just tried to be the best mum, manager, and friend that I could be. And importantly, tried to look after myself too. Along the way, I celebrated two huge milestones. Firstly, I turned 40 and have been so pleasantly surprised by how good it feels to be a woman in my 40s. I have lived through trauma, heartbreak, mistakes, loss, and gains. I feel like I've emerged stronger, more resilient, confident, and grateful for the things in life that really matter. I care about having a work-life balance that fits. I invest in my professional development and recognize my imposter syndrome for what it is. So, shout out to all my women over 40 listening. We are like a fine wine getting better with age. My second big milestone is that the boys and I moved into our new house. When I first arrived on the coast, I had literally just become a homeless, single mum with a 1 and 3-year-old. I was lucky though. I had support from family, friends, my ex and his family, and the financial means and resources to really cushion this experience that must be petrifying for many. I worked my way up from me and my boys living in my brother's spare room to an Airbnb apartment to a house that I rented for 2.5 years. I worked about a 65% full-time equivalent and took up face painting for extra money, and slowly but surely built a new life and a new house. We moved into our beautiful home this year, and I cannot tell you the weight off my shoulders. And just a quick side note here, I experienced homelessness in a very privileged way, but even through that lens of privilege, I can't unsee just how particularly vulnerable displaced women and kids are. If you have a local charity that takes donations for women and young kids starting over, I encourage you to consider them for anything you no longer need. I recently found the Battle Sisters here on the coast and try to keep that wheel of karma turning by giving what I can. Okay, off my soapbox and back to the update. My boys are now 4 and 6 and so funny, so wild, and beautiful. We have our home and we're all doing good, including my ex. I feel like I've just emerged from a haze of years spent crawling around in the sleep-deprived wastelands of breastfeeding babies, lugging toddlers around and peeling them off the furniture they're precariously climbing, and just keeping highly dependent, beautiful little people functioning. Hopefully even thriving. I don't know if it's the stability of having the house now or the kids getting older or me turning 40, but I rediscovered the mental capacity to think about my career again. I got my mojo back. I went back to Interrupted and listened again. I felt the fire in my belly return and was blown away when I checked the listener stats and saw over 6,000 downloads for that miniseries alone. As of today, it's nearly 7,000 just for Interrupted. I worked for over 2 years as a manager and consultant in other people's businesses and then decided to retrain and pivot a little. Earlier this year, I became a qualified multidisciplinary mediator and online mediation specialist. I sat my accreditation exam and became a nationally accredited mediator. I've now set up my own mediation and consulting firm, which I'll put a link to in the show notes. It's called Cat Walker Mediation and Consulting. I'm still Cat Walker, radio vet nurse, and a proudly registered veterinary nurse. That won't change. What's new is that it's really apparent to me that veterinary practice managers and leaders need support, and I can see there's a lot of value I can bring to that area. I'm really excited about the objective value that my new mediation skills can bring, combined with my industry knowledge and experience, my legal training, and everything I've learned along the way. And drumroll, I'm going to be launching a second podcast called Radio Vet Practice. But don't worry, Radio Vet Nurse isn't going anywhere. So that's my little rundown of what's been going on, what I've been doing, and where I'm taking my career next. It's not lost on me that basically every interview that I recorded on the original Radio Vet Nurse series touched on the idea of career progression and pivots. And now I invite you to watch me try to start my next career adventure in real time. I've literally just kicked off a 6-month business strategy, including building websites, starting the new podcast, the new business, and getting out in the industry to share what I know. If you're interested to see how I do this, then first, connect with me on LinkedIn. If you're not on LinkedIn, get on it now and feel free to watch how I use mine if you're unsure. In fact, I am just about to overhaul mine if you want to see the before and after. LinkedIn's a great place to see cool initiatives in the industry, expand your networks, and just find your people. In terms of what to expect on this podcast moving forward, I've got some exciting new sponsors as well as long-standing sponsors jumping on board again to help me bring you some really cool episodes. Earlier this year, I recorded my first The Cat Walker Hour interview. This is a new concept for me that I have to credit Trish Barry for pitching to me years ago. It is a live, in-conference, talk show-style interview where I catch up with keynote speakers in front of a live audience and we get to know them a little better. My first one was with Megan Brashear and Elle Haskey at the UQ Vet Nurse and Tech Conference in Brisbane, and it will be dropping very soon. So that's a new episode format you can expect more of, and I'm also working on recording and producing more mini-series in the style of Radio Vet Nurse Interrupted. I'll be taking a deep dive into specific areas of veterinary medicine that I really feel need to be peeled open and looked at. And in the same way that I tried to provide strategies and solutions in Interrupted, I'll be looking to empower you to find a positive way forward through all of the challenges and opportunities that I uncover along the way. I really hope you enjoy the new content that's coming, and I thank you for listening to this podcast. Many of you have been along for the wild ride with me since the show started in 2018, and some of you have become cherished friends. I hope you'll stick with me personally for this next chapter while I try to apply everything I've learned from previous guests and take my career progression into my own hands and launch to the next level. It's something that all of us have the power to do, and as I said, if you want to see me do this by breaking something massive into a series of small steps, then find me on LinkedIn and watch me roll this out. I'm not going to lie, it's scary, but I also have a huge spring in my step and I'm up for the challenge. That's all I got for now, my amazing Radio Vet Nurse tribe. Don't forget to hit subscribe on the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes, and follow on Facebook and Instagram as usual to stay updated. I'm so excited to reconnect, and I will be in your ear holes again very soon.